This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to thank you all for keeping mum on Roots, because I had taped it and I was only able to see the first of the four series yesterday, or the four episodes. And wow. Very graphic though. All right, just, you know, I do remember watching Roots as a kid. I don't remember watching the whole, I remember it was a series, I remember my parents had me watch because they wanted me to learn, but I don't remember watching all of it. And I remember the guy from Good Times was in it, right? Why can't I think of his name? Edward J. Almos, I forget his name anyway. So I remember he was in it, and I don't remember much, but I'm glad my family made me watch something like that at the time when I was a kid, so that must have been in the 70s. I have to look it up. But with this, it was so graphic, and it was so sad that, you know, I wanted to call my kids in. Both of them are, by the way, still, like, in class. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but summer school has already started. Oh, yeah, I put my son in summer school. Oh, I didn't even hesitate. So one of my kids is in summer school, so he's got a test today. And the other one, he gets out of school this week. While everybody else is out of school, he's still in school. So I figured, you know what, we'll let them, you know, get to classes or whatever. But, I mean, very, very powerful. If you haven't seen it yet and you haven't taped, please, please watch it. We got a lot to talk about. All right, the FDA now is targeting unlawful internet sales of illegal prescription medicines. The FDA is now in partnership with international regulatory and law enforcement agencies to crack down on this. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how women are now surging ahead of men in obesity. So we women, I got to tell you, man, I was always slimmer. Always slimmer than the guys I dated, and obviously my husband who I married. And I gotta tell you, all of a sudden, middle age, boy, the weight starts to come on. So we're gonna talk about that. We're also gonna talk about a little baby who unfortunately suffered second degree burns after she was hit with scalding water from a garden hose. Okay, I mean, I grew up in Phoenix and I grew up in Vegas, so I know that you wait to let the hose run out a little bit, because the water sitting in the hose really, you know, fries, it gets hot. And unfortunately, we have a little baby girl that got burned pretty badly. Many of us are concerned that as we're searching things on the internet, we are being watched. So if I'm trying to look for a dress size and I put my dress size in, I'm like, oh, somebody's going to find out about it. Well, in very rare instances, that may actually save your life. There is a study looking at your search engine history, and our search engine history could possibly clue you in that you may have cancer before you even figure out that you do, based on your searches. So that's pretty cool. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the top summer travel destinations. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I think on the top of the list. I'm pretty excited about that. Marijuana. Not only is it addictive, but it is found to permanently harm your brain. We're going to talk about that. And very honored to have General Dr. Congressman Joe Heck, who's representing the 3rd District in my state, will be coming on the show to talk about, you know, our battles with the opioid addiction and his thoughts on all these medical topics that we like to bring up on the show. I especially want to talk to them about healthcare. So we're going to have a great show today. I can't wait. Please stay with us and don't forget to call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't even know where to start here. Okay. Sorry about this, guys. I'm having some pop-up issues. See, usually what I do is I kind of pretend like I'm thinking about what news story, but I got to be dead honest. I'm having pop-up issues right now. I want to talk about an HIV story, and I can't get to that one. So let's go over here. I apologize. Oh, I hope the boss isn't listening. All right. I got, okay, we got the summer. We got the summer destinations. We'll hit that right off the bat. Oh, Lord have mercy. One destination not on there is the Dr. Dahlia Studios because obviously we're having computer issues. All right. So, according to AAA, more than 38 million people had traveled around Memorial Day weekend. And where were some of the top spots? Las Vegas, Cancun, Mexico, Orlando, Florida, Puerto Cana, Dominican Republic, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, New York City, London, England, Destin, Florida, Paris, France, and Playa del Carmen, Mexico. Now, what's very interesting about these spots that occurred over the holiday weekend, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, Washington, D.C. was up there, Miami, San Francisco, Boston, Honolulu, Los Angeles, South Padre, is we are, as we're looking at the Zika outbreak, trying to predict where people are going. Cancun, Mexico, and many Mexico destinations are offering killer deals. And so we're expecting a huge, I mean, exodus of people out of the United States into Mexico to enjoy themselves on the beautiful beaches. Again, we're very, very concerned as the Zika outbreak expands. Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm not saying this as a sales pitch to Las Vegas, but Las Vegas, Nevada is one of the least expensive trips you could do, but one of the most fun, okay? We got great pools. We got great outdoor things you could do, even cooler areas. You could go to Mount Charleston. You could go to the lake. We have a lot you could do, less expensive, and no mosquitoes. So for those of you thinking about a destination where you could go to that is thus far, knock on wood, Zika free, please, please, please consider Las Vegas, Nevada. All right, it's great. Now, some of you are like, well, I'll just go to London, England. Well, if you can afford to go, great. I think what is the average price of a ticket? $1,600. Is that coach? $1,600 to go to London, England. How much is it to fly to Vegas? Doesn't Southwest Airlines only charge you like $99? Yeah, so I would say Vegas over England. Sorry, guys. Listen, I love the Brits. I love England, but no. Better go to Vegas. Paris, France had made the list. A lot of people went to Paris. I'm noticing that on Facebook. People go to Paris. I never dreamed I could even afford to go to Paris. People are going. Average cost of a ticket, $1,400 just to go out there. Again, think of Vegas, people. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. The marijuana, cannabis affecting your brain permanently. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Remember, we are in the process of creating National Blood Donation Day and National Blood Donation Week, and we need all the help we could get. If you cannot personally donate blood, if you could host a blood drive in your neck of the woods, and we are working with all states, please contact us. This is very, very exciting, and we need to really increase our blood stores, especially as we're going to be coming into a very scary flu season with not many people being able to donate blood after traveling to Zika endemic areas, prohibiting them from donating blood. So we are going to have less donors able to donate blood, and we predict a very strong need for it this next fall. So please, anything you could do, hosting a blood blood drive or even helping me with some of the logistics and our team, we would really appreciate it. You can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Okay, so cannabis, marijuana, we are slowly getting more and more data about something that has been used for decades, if not centuries, okay? And I am very, very grateful that we've had some legalization of it so that we could study it, but don't misconstrue that as my saying it's healthy, okay? The researchers now have been trying to figure out how much marijuana affects the brain. And they find that it does affect the brain even permanently. So scientists have discovered that it disrupts certain brain circuits, leading to cravings and dependency, which is why marijuana is so addictive. They found the part of the brain associated with reward light up when people looked at pictures of cannabis or associated items like bongs. These changes mark the difference between occasional users and people who have become dependent. Now, why is this such a big deal? Because an argument people have made, all right, against the legalization of marijuana is even recreational use could turn you into an addict. And, you know, people have been debating that. And I agree with them. I agree that a small amount of anything could be enough to change you. I mean, the very first time I had a taste of chocolate frosting when I was a little infant has now completely turned me into one of the biggest chocoholics out there. And so a one-time exposure, you guys all remember that Simpsons episode where, you know, Homer's friend was a straight-A student. Is it Barney? Okay, he was a straight-A student, I think Mensa, Honor Society, valedictorian type. Homer makes him drink some Duff beer, and after the first sip, he turns into Barney, right? Okay? And so this is what the researchers are finding. So if, and again, like I say, I do not have a problem with the legalization of it, because if there are ways that we can incorporate it into a medical regimen, I want there to be that ability to study it, and having it legal allows the ability to study. However, we should not legalize until we have all the logistics in place. How are we going to handle drivers under the influence? How are we going to handle workers who are under the influence and causing injuries on the job? We talked about a case where an employee came to work under the influence. The employer, obviously because of liability, had to fire the employee, and the employee is now suing the employer because they were using marijuana for an illness that was protected under the ADA. So if I, let's say, have a nurse that is supposed to give an injection to an infant for vaccines, and she is taking marijuana, and on marijuana for a condition that is protected by the Americans with Disabilities Act, how do I protect the patient? How do I protect my liability? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If I tell her she can't come under the influence or I fire her, I can get sued that way as well. So what do you do? And these are the logistics that have to be ironed out before you just blanketly say, all right, we're going to legalize it and it's all good, guys, go at it. Now that we have to be very careful, just because we're legalizing something doesn't mean it's healthy. Okay? Soda pop is legal. It's not very healthy. So this is something that needs to be addressed. But make no mistake, I want first responders, and I want our officers freed up so they don't have to be doing violations for marijuana possession. I would rather they be dealing with the crimes that are, I'd say, much more violent. And we need as many cops out there working as possible, that I don't want them, unfortunately, being, you know, detoured because of a marijuana, shall we say, crime. But marijuana-induced crimes have to be studied as well. So now we have the debate of, okay, you know what, if it is legal, people are going to just take a hit every now and then, like they'll have a glass of wine every now and then, and it'll be fine. These researchers are saying no. So they say, despite the drug that could cause problems when you use it chronically, a small dose is enough to already change your reward centers in the brain. Now, cannabis has been made legal right now in 25 states, used for recreational or medicinal purposes. It is the most commonly used illegal drug in the United States, with about 22.2 million people admitting to using it this past month. So, that's in a month. 22.2 million people have been using it this last month. It is the most widely used illegal drug also in the UK, Europe, and so it's, this has to be studied. Now, they say a few studies suggested that marijuana might impact a brain circuit known as the mesocortical limbic reward system. And this system triggers cravings. And it also controls parts of the brain that release dopamine. Now, dopamine is released by different parts of the organ during pleasurable situations, like eating food, sex, etc. So it stimulates people to seek that activity again. Remember, why did evolutionary-wise we have, something like this in place? Because we're supposed to procreate, and we're supposed to survive. So we need a part of the brain inducing us to want to have sex and inciting us to want to eat. And that's why that system is in place. So when you take a drug and it knows how to manipulate that, then unfortunately we could have other issues as well. I'm trying to think back. I apologize. Parkinson's is coming to mind as I'm reading about this. Now, Parkinson's is where our dopamine is not induced and signaled, and dopamine is not acting as well as non-Parkinson patients, such that we were reviewing Parkinson's, as we talked about what happened with Muhammad Ali, as we were talking about how we'll use dopamine agonist to treat a person with Parkinson's. Seeing marijuana manipulate the dopamine response and the release. I wonder if they've studied marijuana users and Parkinson's. Now, what's very interesting about this, and I apologize for pausing to bring this up, when we talked about health issues that are diminished or are quelled by smoking, Parkinson's was one of them. We find smokers not to appear to have Parkinson's as easily as non-smokers do. It was a very interesting study they found, and I don't know how many times that study was duplicated, but they found you don't see many smokers get Parkinson's. And I wonder if that's an issue with the dopamine, because obviously nicotine is very addictive. So I would like a study. If you have an addictive personality, and if you are under the influence of either nicotine or alcohol or marijuana, or in my case, chocolate, would we be less inclined to have Parkinson's or more inclined to have Parkinson's? For any of you guys looking for a research study, that may be up your alley. All right, so they say in people who do not use cannabis, the reward system was not more active when they looked at pictures of marijuana. So basically they show pictures, they use MRI brain scans, and researchers found that when shown marijuana-related images, as expected, the brain circuit associated with reward lit up in users but didn't do much with non-users. But that could be the same thing with the chocolate bar. You show me one of the, those pictures, just Google image. I do that. Whenever I'm in a bad mood, I will just Google images of the chocolate bar with the little septations, and you know how you have the little squares and the indentations, and oh my gosh, that just looks so good. Or I'll play a game of Candy Crush because it has chocolate on that. But very, very interesting study. A little bit of cannabis is enough to make you addicted, and this is going to be something that we're going to have to keep in mind as we logistically roll out marijuana legalization in all the states. Because just a little bit being tempted, being in the hands of teenagers, could turn them into addicts pretty quickly. And the millennials and the new generation, they don't really need anything else holding them back from, what we need them to do. We need them to support us. Don't go away. Congressman Joe Heck is going to join us next.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am very, very honored to have our next guest who has served this country in so many capacities you cannot even imagine. General Dr. Congressman representing the 3rd District in my home state, Congressman Joe Heck. Thank you for joining us. We're honored.
Dr. Dahlia, always good to be with you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So I know you're busy, and you have been helping us on the Hill with so many aspects, especially when it comes to health care. Tell us, what's been going on with the opioid abuse? I know you've been applauding some of the most recent legislation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. As you know, we are facing an opioid abuse epidemic all across the country, and Nevada is especially hard hit. We've seen the number of narcotic-related deaths increase by 270% over the last 5 years, and we're ranked number three in the nation for the number of narcotic-related deaths in the country. And so the House of Representatives has passed a series of bills trying to combat the opioid abuse epidemic in a holistic way, starting with, you know, prevention, coming up with ways to get people into rehabilitation programs to cure those that are addicted, coming up with ways to try to keep the drugs out of the hands of those who want to be, you know, would have the tendency to become addicted or abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a series of pieces of legislation that have passed the House. The Senate has also passed a package. Now we're going to get together and kind of work out the differences. But this is something that we have to address. I mean, we see more people dying from prescription drugs nowadays every year than we do from things like cocaine and heroin combined.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, you were also an emergency room physician. I worked in an ER for a couple years while I was building my practice. I was in Lake Havasu, but you are an emergency room physician, so you've seen this firsthand.
Oh, certainly. And even before that, I was a paramedic on an ambulance rig. So I've been treating overdoses since I was 18 years old, whether it was on the streets in the back of an ambulance or in a hospital emergency department. And certainly we have seen an increasing use of especially prescription narcotics, which in some cases have become more easily accessible than the illicit drugs. And then what happens is after somebody can no longer get their hands on the Percocet or the hydrocodone, then they're switching over to heroin because that's becoming easier to access and less expensive.
And then after that is we're seeing fentanyl. I mean, fentanyl, when I was in training, they were introducing the lollipops, and this was something that only the real recalcitrant pain medications, people in pain needed. You know, I know many states are considering allowing Narcan to be over-the-counter, the antidote, naloxone. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think it's okay in a certain regard. I mean, you know, but I think some people are trying to push Narcan availability to the point of, you know, there's going to be a fire extinguisher, an AED, and then a vial of Narcan, you know, in every hallway. The problem with making Narcan available over the counter is that in the auto injector formulation, it is extremely expensive. I mean, it's almost like $3,000 per dose.
Wow.
For an auto injector. It's not like the multi-use vials that we use in the hospital emergency department. And so I'm not sure if anybody's actually going to be able to afford to purchase it.
Exactly. It's a practical. And, you know, some people will think, well, fine, I could do a shot like Pulp Fiction and I'll be fine. What many don't realize is the narcotics still floats around in your body and you could still have respiratory depression even after the Narcan tried to work. And they still have to go to the hospital. They still have to be evaluated.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You know, yes, you know that the half-life of the narcotic is longer than the half-life of the Narcan, and so the Narcan could potentially wear off. People may think they're okay and not be paying close attention, and then they will subsequently relapse and certainly have the symptoms that you've described, like respiratory depression and low blood pressure, and, you know, may still go into cardiac arrest.
Absolutely. For those of you joining us, we're talking to General Doctor and Congressman of our 3rd District in my home state, Nevada. Congressman Joe Heck is with us. I would love to hear your opinion on how either presidential candidate needs to address the Affordable Health Care Act. I would love your thoughts. I wish you were running for president, really.
Well, thanks. I don't think my wife would, but I appreciate your support there, Diana. Look, we know that the Affordable Care Act has been anything but affordable, and unfortunately, what it's really done in some cases increased access to health insurance, but hasn't increased access to health care. As you well know, we have a shortage of doctors, especially in places like Nevada. People are buying policies on the health care exchange, not realizing that they have a $5,000 deductible when they go to use it for the first time. And so those things were the perfect storm that really have not increased access to health care. And those are the kinds of things that I'm working on now that I hope a future president will work on, like how do we get more docs? We have to grow our graduate medical education program so that it's not just graduating from medical school, but giving the individual an opportunity in the state where they want to practice to go do a residency. We have to have more culturally competent physicians. So I've got legislation pending that would help Hispanic students in college better prepare to go on for a career in medicine in multiple different healthcare fields. And we need to protect patient access to emergency care. Again, as you mentioned, in the while we have on one side the opioid abuse epidemic, on the other side we have the FDA now wanting to limit paramedics' ability to be able to utilize certain controlled substances in the back of the ambulance, mm-hmm. like not being able to give grandma who fell down and broke her hip a shot of morphine on the way to the hospital. So it seems that the system is totally tilted against actually increasing access to quality care, and that's where I want to concentrate and where I hope the next president will concentrate.
No, oh, absolutely. And, you know, I thank you for leading these roundtables. I know you were at Toro University, and you've been working with many local leaders, and I know you, I mean, this is a passion of yours. Doctor shortage, absolutely. You know, my patients are very, very nervous that where medicine is going is they're going to be logging on and talking to a doctor overseas, and it's going to be telemedicine as the primary care, your first step to healthcare would be a telemedicine evaluation, and that frightens people.
Yeah. No, as a matter of fact, I was just up in Tonopah, Nevada, a couple of weeks ago. As you may know, they lost their hospital, closed down there about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And now Renown Medical out of Reno is actually putting in a telemedicine kiosk with a nurse that will help guide, initial evaluations of patients in the Tonopah area to determine whether or not they need to go to the hospital or how to best take care of them. And so, you know, there's a good side to technology where
perhaps some
services would be available where they wouldn't be, especially specialty services. I'm just not sold on it being the primary avenue for somebody to receive their primary care.
Exactly. I'm excited about some of the studies that are going to be looking at, psychological evaluations and therapy for people that cannot come into a city and they're in a rural area and they at least have access through the internet. But what I don't like is if there's no plans to replace a hospital and the plan is a kiosk, then, people think problem solved and they don't understand that, that does not solve the problem of access. For those who joining us, we're talking to Congressman Joe Heck. I know we have just a little time left. How can people find you and learn about all the great things you're doing for our country?
Sure. Well, our official website, where you can track what's going on in Congress, is heck.house.gov. And if people want to track what's going on the campaign side, they could go to drjoeheck.com, drjoeheck.com.
Yeah, Congressman Heck, you have served our state, served our country for so many years, and what you do is so amazing that I hope many of my listeners can help you continue your great work. Thank you so much for joining us, and would love to have you back again.
Thanks, Talia. Look forward to it.
Anytime. All right, guys, when we come back, Hillary Clinton may not actually be the first female on the presidential ticket after all. We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about how the FDA is taking action against illegal online pharmacies. This is something that has to be done because many of you, if you can't get your medications in America, you are going out and you are getting them from foreign countries and I have no idea what you're taking, especially when you bring it into me and I can't read Farsi and I can't read Hebrew. I try to read Hebrew, but I can't. And I can't read all the other foreign languages. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Hillary Clinton has definitely made history as being a female presidential nominee and the first one of a major party, the Democratic Party. But she is not the first woman to earn a presidential nomination opportunity to be on the ticket or ticket. And so it was very, very interesting as we go back to history. I love history, and I want to apologize for not bringing this up sooner. Luckily, one of my patients brought this up, and I'm like, you're right, she isn't the first. Back in 1872, there was the Equal Rights Party, and Victoria Woodhull was on that. This was 50 years before women earned the right to vote. Victoria Woodhull headlined a progressive all-star ticket running with former slave and abolitionist leader Frederick Douglass. Her agenda was well ahead of the Reconstructionist times, and the newspaper editor turned presidential nominee we have, she was the first one to be on a presidential party ticket back in 1872. Then in 1888, there was an Equal Rights Party, and Belva Lockwood led that. She was born of a log cabin and the first woman to argue a case before the Supreme Court. All right? And she got 4,100 votes in an age when half the electorate could still not vote. In 1940, the Surprise Party, right, led by Gracie Allen. Now, remember George Burns and Gracie Allen, right? They had a show, say goodnight, Gracie. You know, goodnight, Gracie. And, she had a political slogan called Down with Common Sense, Vote for Gracie. And it was supposed to be originally a joke. And she ended up receiving 42,000 votes in November, called the Surprise Party. 1968, the Communist Party was led by Charlene Mitchell. She was the first African-American woman to be nominated for president. The ticket made it only to two state ballots and received 1,000 votes. In 1972, Socialist Workers Party, Linda Jenness. She was 31 years old. Wow. Gosh, man, I remember when I was 31. That was many years ago. That's scary when you see someone's age and you look at her and she obviously is older than you, but you're looking at her younger than you. It's crazy. And she, I guess, was a candidate and a vocal critic of rival nominees, including Richard Nixon. 1976, the People's Party was led by Margaret Wright. She was a World War II shipyard worker. She was featured in the 1980 documentary The Life and Times of Rosie the Riveter. And her party received 49,000 votes, 0.06 the national total. 1980, there was the Right to Life Party. Ellen McCormick was a single issue, the candidate, and she earned 238,000 votes, I believe. 1984, the Citizens Party, Sonia Johnson. 1988, the New Alliance Party, Lenora Fulani. 2008, the Green Party, Cynthia McKinney. 2012 and 2016, Jill Stein of the Green Party. The Peace and Freedom Party, 2012, Roseanne Barr from the show Roseanne. She, even though she finished sixth place with 50,000 votes nationwide, again, a woman who ran on a presidential ticket. So, those are some history of women who ran for office. And again, I mean, you know, I don't want to take anything away from, you know, Hillary's steam, you know, her win. You know, I mean, congratulations to her and her win. All right? You know, whether you like her politics or not, you know, you have to admit, is she persistent. Persistent, and her persistence now got her on the presidential ticket. So we'll definitely see what happens in November. I just hope that whoever is going to be our next president can really fix this health care disaster that we're in with this Affordable Care Act. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, so more than 4,400 websites that illegally sell potential dangerous and unapproved drugs are targeted in an operation by the FDA, who is also working with international agencies. Operation Pangea 9, which is led by Interpol, aimed to curb the sale and distribution of counterfeit and illegal drugs online and take those products out of the supply chain. You don't know how scary it is with some of these things being out there. They say the FDA Office of Criminal Investigations, Office of Regulatory Affairs, and Center for Drug Evaluation and Research took action against illegal pharmacy websites between May 31st, 2016 and June 7th, 2016. The investigators sent complaints to dormant registrars and asked that 4,400 websites be suspended. More than 100 of the sites sold the chemical 2,4-dimetrophenol. as a weight loss product. The chemical is often used for wood preserver, dye, herbicide, never been approved by the FDA. In October 2013, a customer bought a product that had this DNP online from a man named Adam Aiden. The customer died from the DNP ingestion, and Aiden pleaded guilty last month for introducing an unapproved drug into interstate commerce. They say in addition to the request to have the website shut down, the FDA sent warning letters to the operations of 53 websites that offer drugs online illegally. See, that's the thing. You know, many of us think, well, if it's online, then that means it's already been cleared and we're good. You don't realize that things get posted online before somebody finds it. And so you could have things like this circulate, you know, for a while until a website gets wind of it. They say here, the FDA has inspected international mail facilities in San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and detained nearly 900 packages. These parcels, if they were found to violate the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, they will be destroyed. So if any of you guys have some, I don't know, makeup coming your way, okay, it may be in this 900. They're going to check it out. They may rewrap it and send it out. So if some of your mail is delayed, it could be because of this. So the FDA maintained that the screenings of these parcels at the mail facility suggested that U.S. patients are buying unapproved drugs from overseas to treat conditions like depression, narcolepsy, high cholesterol, glaucoma, asthma. Why would you buy these medications from overseas? Why? Because it's getting too expensive here in the States. We're doing this to ourselves. I mean, when I hear that you have, you know, 75-year-old women where their prescription that used to cost $10 a month now costs $500 a month, we're driving them to these sites and they become victims. This is our fault, which is why this is all related to, you know, our current legislation, and I don't know how to fix it. You know, I mean, again, having a marketplace and an open marketplace is wonderful, but when you have somebody and groups and organizations and companies that are introducing products that can harm you and confusing you, and it's not that it's a website that only sells weight products. What it is it's a website that may have penicillin. And may have Claritin, and may have, you know, loratadine. They may have, you know, medications that are very commonly used medications. And then while you're searching and you're getting vitamins, etc., all of a sudden you peek and you see, oh, they have a weight loss medicine. Well, if they're like a pharmacy already selling the penicillin and selling the loratadine and, you know, these are good products, then why not I'll buy the weight loss medicine too, because obviously I could trust the website. You know, remember, people, you know, these companies are very wily. And many companies, they don't know what the hell they're selling. Like, really, oh, you have a weight loss product? All right, well then, you know what, we'll join forces and yeah, I'll put it on my website and you give me a percentage. And they don't know what the heck is in it. Are they thoroughly reviewing, all right, the contents of these pills? Are they testing them? Are they sending them to companies to have them, you know, chemically extracted? No, they're not. So you need to be very careful with online. And any question about what your pharmacy is, write us at drdahlia.com. We'll be right back, 1-877-DrDahlia.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.